and this is a Wednesday edition of Ozarks at Large. I have moved to my east, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
East into the Harold and Blanchard.
Because I'm facing north right now. You're
that's
facing
right.
south.
So your studio is east of mine. Yours being Timothy Dennis's Harold and Blanchcock News Studio. I come over here almost every Wednesday to talk about live music opportunities.
Yes, you do, and today is no different.
No, it is not.
Let's start with Friday. I know you mentioned this at the end of yesterday's show, but it bears mentioning again. Willie Carlisle is going to be at Stage 18 this week.
Yes, it's a fundraiser for Arkansas International Literary Journal.
It's going to be Friday night at Stage 18. It's got a $10 cover, but in my opinion, $10 to see Willie Carlisle is more than worth it.
I'll go with that.
That show begins at about 8 o'clock. Music starts at about 8 o'clock and will run until about 11.
Right.
Again, that's at Stage 18 Friday night. Also Friday night, going up 71 to Springdale, a band called Tiny Towns will be at Black Apple Crossing.
Hmm.
They are an alt indie rock band from Jonesboro.
Do you think they've ever seen the movie The Terror of Tiny Town?
I don't know. I've not seen it, so.
Well, it's a horrible movie that was very exploitative. It was a Western all cast with little people.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty terrible movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, the band Tiny
yes,
Towns.
Anyway.
That show at Black Apple Crossing gets underway at about 8 o'clock Friday night.
Right.
Also Friday night, happening in Bentonville, Crystal Bridges is going to have Arturo O'Farrell.
This is huge, folks.
It's
Grammy winner.
Absolutely huge.
He's great.
That's all you need to know. He's a Grammy winner. He's an incredible jazz pianist. If you can, get tickets. Do it.
It's part of the Van Cliburn series.
Exactly. Tickets are $40 for members of Crystal Bridges, $50 for people who aren't members, but that's a steal.
It's a deal. It's a deal. It really is.
That show at Crystal Bridges is from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday night. Also Friday night, jazz of a different sort will happen in Eureka Springs with mm-hmm. Crescent City Combo. There's no lie, the tables turn now, it's her turn to cry. Oh, well, I used to love her, but it's all over now. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now.
Tell me they're at Chelsea's.
They are at Chelsea's.
Oh, Crescent City Combo at Chelsea's. That's a great combo.
There's a cover for that show at the door. Of course, it's Jazz Eureka Weekend.
Right.
So there's stuff happening at Chelsea.
Oh, you got Larry Carlton coming to town. Yeah.
If you want more details about the Jazz Weekend, you can visit jazzeureka.org. The Crescent City Combo Show Friday night starts at 8 o'clock at Chelsea's.
All right.
That's not your only chance to see Crescent City Combo this weekend, though.
Oh.
Saturday is the 36th annual WinFest, and
oh,
they'll play at that.
Oh, my goodness.
36 years. Can you believe that?
I can, actually. I can.
Other people performing on that bill at WinFest include Randall Shreve, mm-hmm. the Creek Rocks, mm-hmm. Oreo Blue, and Dylan Earl and the Reasons Why. It's been 2 years since I'd seen her.
Show.
It's a really great show, and proceeds from the show benefit community organizations like Winslow Community Meals.
Right.
Tickets for WinFest are $15 in advance or $20 at the gate, and music gets underway at noon.
That's so cool.
Also happening Saturday, another outdoor show. If you're in Fort Smith, this one is for you, so listen up.
All right. Well, it could be for you if you're somewhere
else. Well, true,
else.
True, right. true, true, true. Right. But if you are planning on going to Fort Smith Saturday or need a reason to go to Fort Smith Saturday,
there you go.
Me Like Bees and J.D. Clayton will be at Garrison Commons.
Ah.
Me Like Bees, they're a Springfield-based rock band. They've released a few singles over the past few months. She took me by.
Just move a little closer, come up next.
That's actually a free show at Garrison Commons from about 6 to 10 p.m.
Fantastic.
Moving on up Highway 71, back to Fayetteville Saturday night, Steven Seagals will be at George's Majestic Lounge.
That's Steve N, like and.
Yeah, not the action star,
right.
The Finnish bluegrass players.
Yes.
Who are probably best known for their cover of AC/DC's Thunderstruck.
Yep.
I was caught in the middle of a railroad track.
Thunder.
Looked around, and I knew there was no turning back.
Thunder.
My mind raced, and I thought, what could I do?
That show, tickets for it run $20 in advance. They go up to $23 the day of, and music will be from about 8 until 11:30 at George's.
All right.
Moving farther back up the highway to Bentonville at Crystal Bridges, the Forest Concert Series continues with Son Sinero, S-O-N space S-I-N space G-N-E-R-O.
Son Sinero.
They're a new-ish salsa band from Northwest Arkansas that, as I said earlier, is part of the Forest Concert Series, so it's free to youth and members, $10 for people who aren't either of those, and music will be from 7 to 10 o'clock. Then moving on to Sunday, Eureka Springs will see the first concert in this season of the Eureka House Concerts.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Unitarian Universalist Church on Elk Street. And for this debut concert of the season, they've got Austin-based duo Paper Moonshiners coming in.
Dreaming of bright city lights. Now I live beyond. I still dream in black and white. I click my red.
They specialize in vintage songs and vintage sounding originals that are steeped kind of in early 20th century music.
Oh, fun.
You can find out more about that show at EurekaHouseConcerts.com, and it's from about 6 to 8 p.m.
All right.